Yeah, good morning. Very chilly this morning on the drive to work, and I've been doing a lot of thinking the last couple of days, and I finally came up with a term for something that I had not previously had a word or a phrase for that's been bugging me lately. I have a tendency to get into a lot of debate with people about a lot of very strange things that they have very pointed opinions about. And I came up with, I think, a perfect phrase to describe why I have issues very frequently with the tenacity with which some people... Crap, I didn't make the light. Shoot. The tenacity with which some people will defend very bad points of view. For one thing, there's an illusion today when you're talking about politics or when you're talking about things like, say, the creationism versus evolution debate. All of these sort of hot topic, hot button issues is that all opinions are equal. And this is not true. Now, that's not to say, and this is an important distinction, that's not to say that if I'm arguing with somebody on the merits of science versus the merits of, you know, name your religion, and it's not to say that they don't have every right, and I would vigorously defend their right to believe and think however they want to think. But I'm also under no illusions that I have to respect someone's opinion that is clearly deficient in my way. Now, of course, this is just saying out loud what I think most people feel. But here's what I want to enter into that particular argument. Whenever I'm arguing with someone who very stridently believes whatever it is they're very stridently believing, I always have a sense of what I call, or what I will now call, awareness resolution. I think of this being very much like resolution in graphics on a computer. I'm a graphic designer and an illustrator, and I deal with a lot of digital files. And it occurred to me that resolution, in that sense, is extremely applicable to thoughts and ideas. A good example is I'm very fascinated by the whole UFO phenomenon. Now, as soon as I say this, something immediately shuts down in, say, 50% to 65% or so of the people in this country, certainly. Something immediately shuts down, and I'm labeled in their head, you know, where a vivid true image of me should stand is now a symbol of, you know, in my place. Basically, I'm a kook or a, you know, wacko UFO nut, something like that, merely because I say I have an interest in this. I think this is fascinating. This is as a result of what I call awareness resolution, because they're sort of starting from a position where, whether they understand this or not, they believe that we're looking at the same information and drawing two different conclusions, and so therefore there's something wrong with me. In reality, what's happening is we're not looking at the same information. I have an interest in something like that, and that's just an example where I can apply this idea. But I have an interest in something like that because I am extremely aware of the information that's out there that would make someone interested in the topic. In other words, my resolution, my sample, my sort of bit sampling is much higher on a topic like that. And as a result, I have a much clearer picture than someone whose ideas come from watching the History Channel or watching, you know, what have you. Just an idea. So, awareness resolution. What do you think? Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com, isoban@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead and get to work here, and have a lovely day.